possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom keeps bringing in pages of ticket text. We're going to read them. We also have phone calls to get to. Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packer, your thoughts on the division, who's the best team, your thoughts on Brad Holmes, your thoughts on Aiden Hutchinson. Price tag just went up, although that was inevitable. John, yeah. You think it's going to be what now?
Well, it's going to be in the 50s per year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get to Stefan. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
This was devastating when I saw this yesterday. There's nothing around it, no sugarcoating. This is actually worse than the Luka Doncic. I think Micah Parsons is more dominant in the sport than Luka Doncic is. I think this is actually worse for Dallas fans. But what I don't understand, okay, so they got Micah Parsons. Okay, so you're Brad Holmes, and there's, like you said, there's nothing being done. And it's not that you go out and get Trey Hendrickson or you go, but they have three defensive ends, okay? They signed two practice squad guys that are probably not going to do much. And it's not just that, it's the injuries that you have to start the year. So if you have a guy that goes down in season, who do you have? You don't have anybody. So instead of this Za'Darius Smith, I'll throw something out there because I read something maybe it was about a week and a half ago. I don't think the Za'Darius Smith thing is happening. I think it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
Why isn't he calling teams to make a trade for like a Kayvon Thibodeau or someone where you have a younger player that might be getting pushed out? That would be my thing. Like, you know, you saw what Micah Parsons, you would not even have to give up nearly what Micah Parsons got. But I don't understand why there isn't any activity at
Steve,
all.
Stephen, he doesn't think it's an issue, a need. He told us live on the radio. He doesn't understand why anybody views Edge as a need for this football team. Why he continues to be asked about it. He's like bewildered that we feel the way we feel.
And you know what? It would be a different story if you had Aleem McNeil healthy. You had Josh Pascal healthy. You had Levi Anzuruke healthy. Like, if you had depth on the line, then I would say, okay, the urgency wouldn't be as high. I still think they would need to do something. But now, when you're putting Al-Kadeen out there and you're one injury away from where you were last year, and then you have to go against Micah Parsons in Green Bay, it's just baffling to me.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if Thibodeau's on the market.
I don't know either.
If, let's just play the if game. Mm-hmm. If that were to happen, and you've got Parsons and Rashawn Gary in Green Bay, or you had Aiden Hutchinson and Kayvon Thibodeau in Detroit.
Can I call it a push?
I would think that's because I was just asking you about Za'Darius Smith. Kayvon Thibodeau, I think at this point in his career, is better than or would be more productive than Za'Darius. So I think it becomes a push at that point.
Yeah, look, Thibodeau had 11.5 sacks his second season. Last year missed some time, still had 5.5, and there's big upside. Again, I don't know if he's available, but that's a guy thinking outside the box going, What are the Giants doing? 248-539-9797. Kevin in Garden City, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Listen, a couple of points here. Frustrating that Green Bay got Michael Parsons. Absolutely frustrating and disappointing. I think one of the most perplexing things, though, is that when you look at Dan Campbell, even with the most simple of questions that he's asked, there's passion, there's aggression, there's enthusiasm. But with Brad Holmes, it goes kind of the other way. And that's the most perplexing thing. Brad was asked about the defensive end. I don't think so. It's there. He was asked about the extra slot position. Well, it's just there. Come on, man, the passion. Where's the passion? And I think that's where the trepidation and the disconnect comes from. What about the Darius? Can we go out and get him? What will it cost us? And if you don't want to go get him, tell us why.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do it, tell us why. And if you're satisfied with where you are, I know he said that in a roundabout way,
yeah,
but give us a little passion and reassure us as fans that we're going to be okay. Or go ahead and admit that you're all good for the next three seasons while y'all rake in this money. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on a holiday Friday. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Kevin, appreciate it. Yeah, you just want to – he might say, well, I don't need to sell you. Look at the results. We've won back-to-back divisions. But your fan base always wants to get reassured.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, I don't feel like they've been reassured. And then you throw this Parsons thing later in the day, and I think it has people feeling some type of way. Couple ticket texts. This texter says, the Packers got better – but they're still not the best team in this division. Both things can be true.
Sure, they got a lot better, and there's no question about it. And now my reaction was I was disappointed that he ended up in the division. My reaction for the Lions was I still think they should win this division.
It just got harder. I still would pick the Lions to win this division. But yeah, you're not sitting there atop the divisional mountain. You got a co-favorite now. Ticket Texter says, can you do a comparison of the Parsons trade to the Khalil Mack trade in 2018? In the end, how did Khalil Mack help the Bears? Thoughts on that? So they added him in 2018, eight days before the season. He had a sack and a forced fumble in their first game of the year. Instant impact. Yep. They had the number one defense in the National Football League, and they won the NFC North. Made a pretty big impact. No, they didn't win the Super Bowl, so I guess the joke's on them. But they lost that year, people famously remember, the double doink.
Yeah.
And Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy were not able to capitalize on their first place defense. But Khalil Mack was a game wrecker. And John, I agree with you when you said this. Parsons is better than Khalil Mack.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's not close. Khalil Mack was a terrific player, especially in his prime. But
if this gives the Packers the number one defense in the NFL and wins them the division, that's a hell of a move.
Micah Parsons is going into his fifth season. And that's part of the difference. He is so young. He's only 26 years old. So this is not just an issue for the next 4 years.
The best is yet to come, you would argue.
This is an issue for longer than that.
It's an issue beyond week one. It's an issue beyond even this season. You're right. He's going to be a terror for years. Ticket Texter said, Green Bay understands pass rush matters. Brad is too smug and would rather stick it to the fans than fill the second edge spot. It's clear as day to me. We will be third in the division. Injuries piling up. Brandon and Hazel Park.
I don't think he's trying to stick it to the fans. That's not what this is. He has a philosophy, and I'll give him credit. He's got a philosophy which he's developed over the length of his career, of his life, that he believes in. And he is operating under those beliefs. And he's going to hold tight to those beliefs. So what it says is your beliefs better get it done.
Yeah.
Because we're watching another team do it a different way.
If the Packers win the division and win a Super Bowl the next 2 years and the Lions don't, it will do irreparable damage to this town unlike we've ever seen before. Josh and Warren.
Seems a little dramatic.
But John,
I don't think irreparable harm. I think it'll be very upsetting.
The city will be on fire if Green Bay wins the Super Bowl while we sit here thinking, well, at least we've got the cap sheet in order for 27 and 28 and 29. That's not what we don't do, like parades for like the cap sheet being in order. That does feel like what they're doing here is they want to keep everybody or as many of them as they can. And that's what's stopping them from making a more aggressive move. And that's okay as long as you actually win the Super Bowl. But if you end up as the bridesmaid and never the bride, while everybody else around you makes aggressive moves and wins,
well, I just want to make sure
like a chump.
And you can clarify however you want. Yeah. I'm not mad that Detroit didn't do this trade. Would I have loved it? Yes. Would I be dancing in the streets? Yes. But I never saw this as a possibility. What I'm upset about is that they're not addressing the edge position with anyone. Josh Pascal, not even available. And Za'Darius is available. We keep going back to him because he's available. It costs you no draft capital to improve your team.
The argument to have made any kind of move over last year or this year is that basically you're treating your roster as if you have a rookie QB. You have a bunch of guys on rookie deals. Take advantage of it and push the envelope. Parsons might not fit that profile because of the commitment and you got to pay Aiden. You know, you get yourself into cap trouble, okay? Maybe he's not, but that's like where I get frustrated is why didn't they push the envelope on Trey Hendrickson?
Right.
You know, why you could even entertain that going into before last season in the offseason. Like, you see what I'm saying? There was a window yeah. there where you could have really pushed it with a 2 or 3 year deal and not affected your future.
Yeah, and John, it's a good clarification. I'm not saying that this was the be-all, end-all, that if Brad Holmes, he didn't make this deal, therefore it's the bigger picture. It's the urgency quotient from other teams versus the urgency from Detroit. Big picture.
I hope, here's my hope. We are, and the city is jumping on Brad Holmes right now. My hope is that he's holding on to these receipts. And at the end of the year, we get a look back at Aiden Hutchinson with greater than 17 sacks. That was in fact or fiction.
Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. And that you're looking at any edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson, but Marcus Davenport is a guy that is 8 sacks and plays in 15 games.
And our defense is locked down, legitimate. Yep.
That's my hope. I hope Brad Holmes is right.
Me too. I mean, we've done it with Scott Harris too, right? Like, we wanted more at the deadline. Do I hope he's right? Yeah. Hope's not a great strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Heard that one.
Phone calls, ticket texts. We've got the picks back. It's the first football Friday with the picks at 8:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, good morning, Dr. B. At Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of guys across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. To celebrate, he's giving you $1,000 off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. So Dr. B, he is a true pioneer. He's one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. What once seemed like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. He believes in it so much. Not only has he had the procedure himself, he's also performed it on his own son. So forget those outdated methods. There's no stitches, no staples, no embarrassing scars, just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that keep improving, and he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you're going to have. Book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com. Make sure you mention 97.1 to unlock your exclusive $1,000 off before it's gone.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some of your ticket texts on Micah Parsons. We got the picks back at 8:35 this morning. Heather Parks sitting with the trophy.
Mm-hmm. All day. It's been right here.
Texters.
John hates it.
So much.
I don't like it either.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
Green Bay got Micah, but gave up their run-stuffing D-tackle. Guess what we're going to do all game? Run the ball, John, in Oakland. Green Bay had a top 10 run defense last year. I think they're still going to be pretty stout against the run without Kenny Clark. And I think their defense overall will be better with Micah Parsons.
Yes, it's a give and take a little bit. I don't think they're going to be as effective. I don't think they dropped to 20th or 30th against the run.
No, Kenny Clark was going to be 30 years old. He'd already kind of been going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Texter says, what you're saying is the guy laying on the training table is now going to make a difference for Green Bay. Good to know. Oh, that was a stunt.
All right, so if anyone thinks that his back was legitimately hurt, I don't know that you understand how this is going. Yeah. And the whole fact that he was getting a second opinion.
It was a game.
It's all a game. He was there, so he wasn't going to rack up fines.
If you believe that, I have oceanfront property in Lincoln, Nebraska to sell to you. Texter says...
just love Nebraska this year.
I got their win last
night. You're so annoying.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. Eked by.
Text says, congrats, Green Bay. You'll finally be able to compete. But I'm not downplaying the trade, but I view it like this. The Lions will go 5-1 or 4-2 in the division. One of those losses will be to Green Bay. As a Packers fan, to sum up my feelings, sportsgasm. The contract is brutal. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. To the phones we go. Red in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
I want to be calm. I want to be calm and collected. I want to vent, though. I think that, like, this trade has a huge impact on the division, the league, and everything else. And it also contradicts everything Brad has said. He says that, like, you don't need two edge rushers, or nobody has two edge rushers. No, now Green Bay has two edge rushers. Now, and then... It affects us because we have to play Green Bay twice. I think that, like, I miss the parade we had. You know, I must have missed it. Why aren't we out and trying to do something different that we have done in the past? Like, if the opportunity presents itself, why can't we be better? Why can't we be better, you know, as a team? He was there. He was available. Like, I don't get, like...
So, Red, let me ask you this.
I want to say this real quick. I don't want. Why are we worried about a future sign of players where if we get this player, and whatever contract or whatever hell we in with the contract, why can't we win the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons and then trade him off? Say, hey, thank you. The city needed a championship, and we get out of cap space. I think that it's mind-boggling to me, and it pisses me off so bad, because if you got the opportunity, just let's do something. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I wanted to tee you up for. So you'd have a huge dead cap hit if you traded Parsons a year into the deal or 2 years into the deal. But let's play the game where the Lions said, you know what, we actually are all in, not just to say it, but to be it, and it comes at a real cost. We're going to give up the two first. We're going to trade Aleem McNeil, who was injured half the year anyway. That's a comparable offer. What it means... We will not be able to re-sign JMO. We cannot re-sign Laporta. We cannot re-sign Brian Branch. We'll have to cut Kirby Joseph, and that will be 2027's problem. We're going to have to nuke some of our foundation. But you know what? It'll feel great when we had that parade because we won the Super Bowl. It'll feel great because we delivered a championship for the city. Would you make that trade knowing you got 2 years with him, and then it's all going to start washing down? Would you do it?
If Brad Holmes is doing this job, right, why can't we replace some players?
And then, like, other good point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. If you could just go find Kirby Joseph, and yeah, you go find St. Brown in the fourth, and Kirby Joseph in the third, and the next to Lean McNeil in the third. Yeah, I mean, that's the other reason why you would do it and go, well, we can't keep these guys. We'll replace these guys. We'll keep the train on the tracks because Brad Holmes is the best drafter in the National Football League. They're electing to go a different route. They do not want to burn the boats and go all in and burn the future, and that's their prerogative. Other teams will, and they have to compete with those teams. When you build for sustained success, you invite more desperate teams to your level. And Green Bay is eye level after making that move. They are co-favorites. They're actually ahead in the odds. I think some of that might be like the initial reaction to the deal, but call them co-favorites. They're a problem. And it's because they're willing to burn their future. And if it's not Green Bay, it'll be somebody else next year. Sustained success only works if you win a championship.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the bridesmaid and never the bride. One more quick call before the news. Let's get to Jerry. What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I see panic in the city. I agree. He's a great player. He's going to help Green Bay. But I think our defense is like John. I think we'll match up. But I am so tired of hearing how great their offense and Love is. I think we're a lot better in the quarterback position. Nationally, this guy gets so much love. It's kind of funny,
right?
But I don't see it. I Parsons can get hurt just like Hutch did. I mean, I think panic in the city is there, but I think that our offense puts us over Green Bay is what I think.
I would still take Detroit. Like, if we're doing the, like, deep breath,
yeah.
Not again, I'm not trying to panic today. I'm just trying to not do like the coping mechanism thing and deny how impactful Parsons will be. I'd still take Detroit because, John, to his point, I like Gibbs more than Jacobs.
Yeah.
I like our receivers more than their receivers. Mm-hmm. I like our tight end, although I think Kraft could be pretty good.
I like our quarterback better than theirs.
I like our quarterback better than theirs. I would still take the Lions.
I would too, but it just got a lot more difficult.
And it's okay to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is brought to you by Foreman Mills. Hey, Forbes has ranked 14 Michigan colleges and universities in its 2026 America's Top Colleges list.
Oh, really?
So that's great. The top Michigan college is Michigan, which was ranked number 21 out of 500 nationally. The second on the list is Michigan State, ranked at number 79, followed by Kalamazoo College, Kettering University, and Michigan Tech at 250. Obviously, there's 14.
Yeah,
I could read them all, I guess. But
no, that's okay. We just want to hear the top one.
I know. I figured.
Thank you.
this guy.
A former NFL player who made a nice chunk of money, $40 million during his career, was arrested on 18 charges connected to, quote, an extensive financial fraud scheme involving multiple women that he targeted on online dating sites. Okay, so listen to
how
this.
How did he do this?
Buster Screen. He was first arrested actually back in 2023 in Canada on charges related to this scheme where he was getting money from these women, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from multiple bank accounts across the country. Then in 2024, he skipped his court date. He cut off his GPS monitor and he went on the run. Okay. Authorities say he was scamming victims out of around $300,000. So basically, he'd go on all these dating sites and he would establish a relationship, right? Like, he'd get to know these women. He wasn't covering up who he was,
right?
I don't believe, because he said he would pay them back with his money
NFL
he was getting.
Annuity.
Yeah. So he wasn't lying about himself.
If the women knew what the NFL annuity was, they knew he was lying.
But he would basically say he was in financial trouble and he needed some money. And because they had built this connection, they would send him money. And then obviously he never paid them back. He just lived this really lavish lifestyle. He used the money to pay for Airbnbs and travel and gift cards. And he was just arrested on Wednesday at a home in Georgia. He's also a wanted fugitive in Canada. So there's a lot going on for this guy.
International fugitive.
My goodness gracious. Dictionary.com just announced that they've added more than 1,200 new words or terms so far this year alone. Here's some. I picked a few that you might not have heard of. These are more of terms than words. Coffee badging. Have you heard of that? About
no.
this? It's like basically where you go to work long enough to get a coffee, swipe your badge or clock in, and then you split and work from home. So you're
just there for the coffee?
I guess so.
Yeah,
you're seen, you have your coffee, and then you get out of there.
Oh, okay.
Congestion pricing. It's reducing extensive traffic by charging motorists a fee.
They're doing
to
that
drive.
New York.
In New York, they were doing this, a private vehicle into a city center. Memory investing.
No, never heard of it.
Well, I try and invest in my memory every day.
Don't we all? It's basically where instead of buying stuff and things, you're buying experiences.
Oh, okay.
And then you obviously create more memory from those experiences, and that's it. They added Kiss Cam, too. We all know that. But
Kiss Cam.
That's not new.
Yeah.
No, it's not new, but apparently it wasn't
it's
on dictionary.com.
It's now new in the dictionary, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So lots of things. Let's see. If you are somebody like me who constantly cracks your neck or your back, you may want to listen up. A neurosurgeon says that too much of this cracking could actually be problematic. So this neurosurgeon says, hey, doing it once in a while, like now and then, is okay. But if you're doing it too frequently or with too much force, it could lead to some bad things down the road. Let's see. It says, while the spine is flexible, cracking it too often with an excessive force can lead to joint instability, pinched nerves, and other injuries.
So would this be like, if you go to the chiropractor every week, that's a lot of force and a lot of cracking.
It sure is. But
so,
but they do you go to a chiropractor?
No. It scares the hell out of me.
Me too. Yep. I've been.
I did when I was playing a couple times because I couldn't move my neck. And when they grab your head, like, and they twist you in these ways and they cracks. It feels better, but. It scares the hell out of me. Like, my head's going to fall off.
I've done it before, but it's not a fan. Finally.
Our birds' heads are falling off.
But it's funny. I bring it up, and I already feel like I have to crack my neck. Yeah. Like, just the sound, the talking about it, I have to do it. According to science, chocolate can actually taste better if you eat it while listening to one specific song. There's a researcher who reviewed 60 years of scientific research on multisensory integration and composed some music around, quote, sonic qualities proven to affect flavor. So there's a song. You can actually find it online.
It's not an actual song that we know.
No, it's called Sweetest Melody. This scientist just created it. The song lasts as long as a piece of chocolate will melt in your mouth. They say around 64 seconds. You can find it on YouTube or Spotify. So go home and give it a try.
64 seconds. It's like how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
Yeah. Could be fun. I don't know.
Sure could be. Heather with the news. That feels bizarre.
Yes.
We'll get to the picks next. It's 97.1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, I turn to my bank. That's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants Bank doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life and my personal and financial goals and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number on a spreadsheet, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's their community as well. It's where they live and work, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We've been talking about it all morning. Micah Parsons to the Packers. Want to know how the city of Detroit feels today. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Two firsts and Kenny Clark got it done. What was Dallas thinking? We know what Green Bay was thinking. We're all in. Now what's Detroit thinking? 248-539-9797. What do you think of Brad Holmes? What do you think of this division? What do you think of payday Aiden Hutchinson's about to get? It's all on the table for you this morning.
In the defense of Brad Holmes, because I didn't really think Hendrickson was gettable. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Now that you know it's a one-year deal, maybe it could have happened. Max Crosby, that was kind of a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. But Myles Garrett, that's the one where I thought, okay, because he wasn't asking for a new contract. Ultimately, he got that from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He was just simply asking to be traded to a contender. He wanted out of Cleveland until they gave him more money than he could refuse.
Right.
And his cap hit was only going to be $20 million a year. And we haven't heard specifically from Cleveland or from Detroit, but we have heard sources say, who was the team that called the most about exploring the options of Myles Garrett?
Right.
It was Detroit. So you got to imagine that, you know, when we say, you know, make the call, pick up the phone. I don't know if he picked up the phone or not to Dallas.
Publicly, he's made comments that would indicate he was not picking up the phone to add another elite edge rusher.
And I understand that because of the price tag that came with it. Not the two draft picks. It's the price tag
on the extension.
The extension.
4 years, $188 million, $47 million on average. It really F's up your cap sheet to add a player like that, and you wouldn't be able to keep everybody else. But the Lions made the decision. They're trying to be more sustainable. They're not all in. That's the gamble you make. We do know Micah Parsons was the only one of these edge guys that was actually dealt, right? It's hard to hold it against him with the other guys who didn't get traded.
So you mentioned, you know, being sustainable. Define what sustainability is. Is that being like Kansas City, take away the Super Bowls,
yeah,
but it's them or Buffalo simply winning the division every year?
Yeah, it's the thought process that if I'm in it every year, I'll win it eventually.
Okay, so
it's kind of like what Scott Harris said about the Tigers. We just will get in every year and we'll have a chance because we're in every year.
With that sustainability in mind, do you think that, well, I'll tell you this, it just got a lot harder to win the division every year.
Yeah, it did. Because again, you have your philosophy of, we're going to keep the guys. We want a 3, 4, 5 cracks at this as opposed to 1 or 2. But other teams are going to bubble up and say, we're going all in. We're trading for Matthew Stafford and we'll go in the Super Bowl with the Rams. The Eagles are going to say, we'll light first round picks on fire to get A.J. Brown and then go get a running back in Saquon Barkley. Green Bay, I'm not telling you this guarantees them a Super Bowl, but they're willing to be more desperate. And if it's not Green Bay, it'll be somebody else next year. When will it be the Lions' year to be desperate enough to chase the Super Bowl with everything they got? And I think Holmes has told us, there will not be that year. Our philosophy is to be in the thick of it every single year. You take issue with it, 248-539-9797. As we assess the division today, I use the betting market not as gospel, but as a talking point. The reaction to this deal was that the Packers are the favorites in the NFC North. I'd still take the Lions. I think some of that is the instant reaction to people going, Packers are very good. I would put these teams as co-favorites. I think they are staring at each other eye level, is how I would put it to people today. And I'd still take the roster that's better in Detroit, but this just got a hell of a lot harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not declaring the division over. I'm not backing down from a fight. Bring it on, Lions, Packers. Week one's going to be electric. Green Bay's a problem. Mm-hmm. They were willing to do what Detroit was not willing to do, and now they're going to be a bigger problem moving forward. Now, we were just talking off air. If we get to the deadline, Trandrickson is on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Is there a world where they make that move as a counterpunch?
Yes. That world does exist. And we saw, you know, last year that Brad Holmes was willing to make a trade deadline deal. And so what's the scenario where that happens? Is, okay, you're in a tight competition with Green Bay to win the division, and maybe I don't think you're really going to be in contention for the one overall seed just because of the schedule.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati starts off the way that they have traditionally started out. And we know that they're going to put up a lot of points. But their defense is absolutely no better than it was last year. Now, they do have the right to improve, but I don't know that you're going to see them go from, you know, a bottom third or bottom quarter in defense up to a top 10 defense. This is not going to happen. So if they're maybe out of contention at that point, or if things are trending that way, would they be willing to part ways with Trey Hendrickson, knowing that he's on an expiring contract, going to leave in free agency no matter what?
It would be the perfect fit in the sense that Detroit would not be extending him and compromising long-term cap.
He's going to have to give up some capital.
But I think we're all cool with that. I would hope they'd be cool with giving up a first-round pick or more to get a deal done.
You get to the trade deadline, and especially since he's on an expiring contract, I don't know that it would be a first that you'd have to give up.
But I would tell them it's a first and you're going to do it because you can't possibly beat that offer. We will be a little bit desperate because we need to chase the Super Bowl here.
Right, and to your point, if you win the Super Bowl, that first is a 32nd overall pick.
Now, I'm not suggesting you'd have to give up two firsts like the Parsons deal.
No,
there was an extension that came with that. But I would keep an eye on it. It would require Brad Holmes to shift the philosophy that he's given out publicly to make that deal, but it would not compromise their cap long term. Mm-hmm. If since he got off to a slow start and Detroit was maybe rocky at 500 and said, you know what, we're not going to sit idly by and let someone come in this division and pass us. And that's the thing. They've invited others to catch them by not operating with a level of desperation or urgency. 248-539-9797. We got ticket texts. We got phone calls. Our football coverage on 97.1 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.